From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Voters in France are at the polls electing a new president today. It is a choice between centrist and pro-European Union candidate Emmanuel Macron and far-right anti-EU candidate Marine Le Pen. We get more now from VOA's Luis Ramirez in Paris.
This is a very important election for France because essentially voters are going to decide whether France should stay the course of globalization, whether it should stay in the EU, or whether it should find its way outside of it, much like Britain did almost a year ago. This has been a very divisive election in which you have centrist candidates proposing remaining engaged with Europe, but with a reformed EU. And on the other hand, of course, the reason why so many people around the world are watching this election is because in case the polls are wrong and in case Marine Le Pen wins this election, we would see France take a very sharp turn in a different direction.
That is VOA's Luis Ramirez in Paris. Going into today's election, Macron led Le Pen by double digits in the voter surveys. In Nigeria, Boko Haram militants have released 82 schoolgirls they kidnapped in 2014. Baki Shonabare is one of the founders of the Bring Back Our Girls campaign.
The girls that have returned, the life in captivity has been one that depicts suffering. It depicts the fact that they've been stabbed, they've been abused. As we've seen before, some of those girls have come back with children. Some of them have also come back, with news of how they have been sexually abused.
The 276 schoolgirls kidnapped in 2014 are among many who have been abducted by Boko Haram. This is VOA News. Top U.S. and Russian military officials say they have agreed to revive a previous agreement intended to prevent any mid-air incidents by warplanes from the two countries flying over Syria. This follows de-escalation zones going into effect in Syria. The zones announced in Moscow are closed to aircraft from the U.S.-led coalition. U.S. military spokesman Major Adrian Ronquin Galloway tells VOA the so-called de-escalation measures would not affect the U.S.-led campaign against the Islamic State militants.
The coalition special operations advisors in northern Syria are partnering with their Syrian Democratic Forces to defeat ISIS. That is their primary goal. That said, we certainly reinforce our desire for all sides in that conflict, whether it's the Syrian Democratic Forces, whether it's the Turks, to remain focused on the most important thing, which is the defeat of ISIS.
Separately, U.S. officials report multiple airstrikes targeting the Islamic State and their positions in Syria and Iraq. Police in India-controlled portion of Kashmir say rebels have attacked a police squad, killing three civilians and a police officer. An assailant was also killed when officers returned fire. Officials say the police unit came under fire when it was working to clear the site of a road accident. Hundreds of women dressed in all white marched in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, continuing more of a month of demonstrations against President Nicolas Maduro. Ongoing demonstrations started after the Venezuelan Supreme Court announced that it would strip the opposition-controlled National Assembly of legislative powers. The court reversed the decision after outcries about an attempted power grab. In his weekly media address, President Trump focused on the triumphs and successes of his administration that they've made so far this year. He spoke about ways his administration will bring prosperity to the country.
Tax reform, along with regulatory relief and fair trade deals, and we're going to make them fair, but even really good again for our country and for our workers. All of this will usher in a new era of prosperity in America and bring wealth, hope, and opportunity to those communities that need it the most.
Trump administration proposing now to slash funding for the White House Drug Control Office after Mr. Trump campaigned to fix the nation's growing opioid abuse crisis. Critics maintain the proposed cuts are the latest in a series of administration actions that may hinder the government's ability to fight the drug epidemic. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.